Welcome to the LFM podcast.
Welcome to LFM podcast. My name is Camille. I'm in première LLCE, and today we're diving into a cinematic masterpiece, 2001: A Space Odyssey by Stanley Kubrick. One fascinating question will guide us. Why does music play such a central role in the film to the point of becoming a character in itself? From the very first seconds of the film, Kubrick sets the tone. Richard Strauss's also Sprach Zarathustra plunges us into solemn, almost divine atmosphere. This choice is no coincidence. It illustrates the evolution of making, its elevation, and its connection to a higher force. But Kubrick rejected the idea of an original score. Instead, he used exciting classical pieces. Why? Because they give the film a timeless, universal dimension. In one interview, Kubrick said, "However good our best film composers may be, they are not Beethoven, a Mozart, or Brahms." His goal was to reach a level of immersion that only the greatest composer could provide. And also, one of the most iconic scenes in docking of the spaceship with the space station perfectly synchronized with Johann Strauss's The Blue Danube. But here, it's not just about technical precision. The scenes becomes a cosmic ballet. Space is no longer silence or cold, it dances, matching his move with grace, as if it's guided by the music itself. This fusion of image and sound creates a hypnotic, almost dreamlike atmosphere. But silence plays a role too. In the scenes outside the spaceship, like when astronaut Dave Bowman disconnects Hall 9000, the absence of sounds adds tension. The silence becomes music in itself, emphasizing the isolation and the fragility of humans in space. By using classical music, Kubrick made a bold and visionary choice. He turned his film into a kind of space opera, an artistic fusion of science, philosophy, and emotion. Music becomes a universal language, crossing time and space. It links the prehistoric apes at the beginning of the film with the futuristic star chart at the end. Kubrick didn't just create a sci-fi film. He created a musical experience, one that echoes the works of Wagner or Mahler in its ambition. That's why 2001 is still studied today, not only in film schools, but also in music and philosophy classes. So why is music so essential in 2001: A Space Odyssey? Because it speaks where words fail. It expresses the mystery of space, the beauty of evolution, and the destiny of making. It is the soul of the film, its poetry, its heartbeat. Thank you for listening, LFM Podcast.
LFM Podcast.